This piece was brought to you by the Tabard Inn, tabardinn.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
This is the news.
A report released this morning by the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows that in August, a mere 142,000 jobs were created. This is 70,000 jobs less than the monthly average for the past 12 months. This made us wonder what happens to the restaurant industry when job growth slips. For an industry notorious for short-term labor, do they see a rise in jobs as they absorb those unable to find more permanent work, or do they slip in job growth as well? We're on the line with the executive director of the New York City Hospitality Alliance, Andrew Ridgey, for more information. So Andrew, how does the restaurant industry play into this statistic?
Yeah, well, there's two sides to the coin. One, the restaurant industry is a great industry for people of all skill level. So there's a lot of opportunity in the industry. It's also a great industry that can provide part-time work. So if someone is looking for a job, they can spend some time working in the restaurant industry until they get back to the industry they came from. And it's also a nice way to be able to supplement income working part-time. On the other side of that coin, fewer people are working. They may be spending less money dining out, spending less money in restaurants, which obviously has an impact on the restaurant industry and their employment figure. So it's two sides of the coin. I'd say in New York City, though, we're a real foodie town. I don't know about you, but there's a lot of people with small apartment kitchens who tend to order in or take out or eat out at a restaurant. So we have a strong restaurant industry. Again, it can provide great opportunities for people looking for part-time work, but it can also be a challenge if not as many people have as much disposable income to spend dining out.
Thanks so much for your time. I'm Eliza Lair for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.